Camilleri holding. Back to Vishnovsky, moves the middle. Gives it to Frolov. Frolov for Camilleri. Shot! Score! Frolov, face of the left circle. Give it to Camilleri inside the right circle, and he one-timed it down low. Power play goal. Mike Camilleri and the Kings take a 1-0 lead.
The NHL is back and spreading worldwide. Nick Nixon, the call on the Kings Radio Network as Mike Camilleri gets the first goal of the season in front of a sold-out crowd in London, England. Kings took the opener against Anaheim 4-1, but the Ducks returned the favor a day later. The defending Stanley Cup champs were back in action on opening night in North America and battled Detroit through regulation and overtime and into the first shootout of the new season.
Now for Detroit, Jiří Hudler. Left-handed shot, picks it up at the red line, across the blue line, down the middle, on the forehand, now backhand, he scores!
Sam Rosen, the call right here on NHL Radio as Jiří Hudler had the only goal of the shootout and the Wings won 3-2 to Colorado for the first hat trick of the season.
Brunette into the zone, leaves it near side, a link across, score! Paul Stastny with a hat trick, where are the hats? Here they come, Paul Stastny! Got a beautiful crossing pass, deflected it in behind Marty Turco. How about that guy? Wow!
Norm Jones, the call on KKFN, the fan in Denver, as Paul Stastny tallied the Avs' first three goals in a 4-3 victory over Dallas. The first overtime win of the season, Montreal over Carolina.
Centering pass, Higgins to Koivu, buries it, scores! The captain is the overtime hero on the power play. 3-2, QA comes the length of the ice to join the celebration.
Rick Moffitt on CJAD in Montreal as Saku Koivu's power play goal came a minute five into the extra session to lift the Canadiens over the Canes. Can't leave the goalies out as Nicklas Backstrom was stellar backstopping Minnesota to a 1-0 blanking of Chicago.
Working it for Havlet, Havlet on the right side for Jason Williams, a drive, and there's Backstrom again in perfect position. Now for Sobel, shot on goal, great save by Backstrom. Somehow he got a stick on the puck in the crease to keep Chicago from tying the game.
Bob Kurtz on 830 WCCO in Minnesota as Backstrom made 27 saves for his sixth career shutout. The NHL is on Versus, so don't miss the excitement this Tuesday when Carolina visits Toronto. Then on Wednesday, it's a battle for bragging rights in New York when the Islanders host the Rangers. Coverage each night begins at 7 Eastern and only on Versus. Ottawa is again ready to prove they're the beast of the East.
Loose along the boards. Here's Fisher with it now. Fisher and Tucker collide along the boards. Tucker goes down as Fisher sends it to center. Here's Heatley. Back to Fisher. Fisher back in front. Heatley scores! Danny Heatley beats Raycroft 5-hole, 4-3 overtime win for Ottawa. Cha-ching, Danny Heatley.
Dean Brown on the Team 1200 in Ottawa as Danny Heatley scored the tying goal and then the overtime winner to lead the Sens past the Leafs 4-3. The Flyers landed Daniel Briere in the free agent market, and he's paying immediate dividends. Tim Saunders had the call on WIP in Philadelphia as Briere scored the Flyers' first goal of the season, then netted the game winner to douse the Flames 3-2.
Into the neutral zone, it's not Pretrat Gagne. He's got Briere going free, took the shot, he scores! Daniel Briere is second goal of the night on the feet by Gagne with less than 2 minutes to play, and the Flyers regain the lead now 3-2.
Oh, isn't it great to have hockey back? I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.